The Home Affordable Modification Programme was established nearly 1 year ago by the Obama administration, and it's a key component of government efforts to reduce foreclosures. But so far, only 170,000 troubled homeowners have received permanent modifications through the programme.
It's not working. It's not helping me. I don't know who it's helping, but it's not helping me.
Mindy, who didn't want her last name used in this story, is a single mother of four in Denver, Colorado. Last October, she applied for a mortgage modification with her lender, Bank of America. Her application was originally denied, but she was encouraged to reapply.
I was then told in mid-December that I was approved for the Making Home Affordable Loan Modification Program, and that I could expect my trial package to arrive in 45 to 60 days.
The package never arrived. Mindy said she was assured by five different Bank of America representatives over the course of 3 months that her application was approved, and it was just a matter of time for the paperwork to come through.
And then I was finally told in March that I was not qualified for the loan.
Mindy is not alone in her frustration. Last month, homeowners in Boston with similar stories filed a lawsuit against Bank of America. Housing advocates have also been pointing out that the bank has failed to comply with the rules of the voluntary federal program. Pat Garofalo is an economics researcher and blogger at the Center for American Progress. Last November, he co-authored a report accusing Bank of America of seemingly deliberate non-compliance with the Home Affordable Loan Modification Program, or HAMP.
Bank of America was siphoning people off into their own private mortgage modification people. People who should have been HAMP eligible were getting kind of picked off and put into a Bank of America private program, which typically the private programs that the banks have are much worse for the borrower than if they were to go into HAMP. And it's actually a violation of the HAMP law. HAMP says that in order to participate at all, you have to try and get every borrower who is eligible for the program into the program. You have to make a good faith effort to do that. What Bank of America was doing was they were sending out letters to their borrowers saying, you may or may not be eligible for HAMP, but we have this great private program on the side. And so they were, without determining HAMP eligibility, picking people off and putting them in the private program, which may explain part of why they are so far behind the other big banks.
The bank currently holds more than a million mortgages that are months behind on their payments, twice as many defaulting home loans as any other lender. But it has one of the lowest rates nationally for giving permanent mortgage modifications. Bank of America declined an interview request but sent a statement which said, quote, we have a strong pipeline of modifications in the trial payment period under review for conversion to permanent status and out for final signature. But Pat Garofalo with the Center for American Progress says the numbers being touted by the bank are just a drop in the ocean.
They're cheering about 8,000 mortgages. This is a company that has close to a million eligible mortgages on its books for HAMP. So you have a million eligible mortgages and you're getting all excited about getting 8,000 people into the program. It's kind of setting the bar pretty low.
Meanwhile, housing advocates say a whole new program is now needed because HAMP clearly isn't working.
The way this plan was originally envisioned was that it would be paired with a change in bankruptcy law. So we said, hey, we'll give you a little bit of money if you modify the mortgage, but if you don't, then there's always the chance that this borrower declares bankruptcy, goes into court, and you get the judge just slamming the mortgage into whatever shape he or she sees fit. Unfortunately, the cram-down provision didn't make it through the Senate.
Next month, the Treasury will launch a new program to encourage short sales, a process in which a lender lets a homeowner sell the home for less than the mortgage. While this may help some of the millions of homeowners who owe more on their mortgage than the value of their house, housing advocates say that without real financial reform, there's no incentive for banks to comply with the programs. Maeve Conran, FSRN, Denver.